Good afternoon to you. Thank you for being there. This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, bringing you the good news from BBS Radio. I pray that today's message would be a blessing to you. Today I want to talk to you about the compassion of God. But before I get into that, my message will be taken from Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who was in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Each one of us has a particular level at which our emotions overflow and we cry out, oh God, help me. We may just have received disappointing results to a medical test or some devastating news from a family member. Our emotions are a mess. We don't know if we are angry, panicked, scared, fearful of the future. But we know we can't continue on our own. We will not be able to continue on our own strength. Through all the peaks and the valleys in life, wouldn't it be great to have the confidence that God is not relaxing on some distant cloud, but with us, always caring? I am sure that many of times, and let me use your job, especially your job, your work, and have to put bread on the table to feed your children. Consider this, and your supervisor or superior constantly disrespecting you and never give you the moral recognition nor evaluation. God says, I have heard your cry, but I have come down. Surely, surely, God is listening. He knows and understands your pain. You have put in many years on your job, and you work diligently. Never have you gotten a promotion. They're constantly looking over. You have been looked over so many times. And give the promotion to the newbies. But the all-seeing eyes never slumber nor sleep. He sees. He knows. He says, I have heard your cry, but I have come down. God has seen the unfairness and injustice and has come down. He has seen the misery and oppression of his people. But every unfair played game will be played over. You just have to call out to him. He will have sympathy on you. Do as the psalmist did in Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider me and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Let my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, lest this is so. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Consider, you have to plead your case before God. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Cry out to him. He knows your sorrows, the pains and inward griefs and troubles of your mind on account of those despitefully use you. God, he notices the afflictions of his people, their secret sorrows, the oppression you or they endure on the job. But don't give up. Don't give up. While weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Continue praying for the surest way of getting anything done is through fervent prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, when you pray, when you cry out to God, He will have compassion on you. That feeling of distress and pity for you. Yes, when you cry out to God, you will motivate a desire for help from Him. He knows. He promised to make you the head and not the tail. His word is powerful. His word has the power in itself to bring itself to pass. He keeps promises, not as slack men. He fulfilled promises. Whatever God said He would do, He would do it. He will deliver you from the painful and forceful grips of injustice. Just hold on. Hold on. Remember the psalmist. Remember the psalmist. He says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? He was in agony. He was in pain. And his only help was through God. The only way he could have known was through God. Will you forget me for forever? How long will you hide your face from me? He felt as though he's not being seen, he's not being heard, and God has given up on him. But let me tell you, God will never, never, ever turn his back on you. Do you know why? Because that's not God's character. He is merciful. He is the divine justice. He is fair. He will make all things right and put everything into perspective. Don't give up. He has promised to make you the head, he says, and not the tail. A lender and not a borrower. They sold Joseph into slavery, and then what happened? Became king. My friends, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is an opportune time. God is gonna come through. God is never too early, nor never late. He's always on time. When you least expect, then God is gonna come through for you. You'll be amazed. Continue to put him forth. Continue to be in devotion with him. Continue. Let him know the pain Let him know what you're going through, although he knows already. Let him know. Do not stay silent. Constantly go back to him and says, consider and hear me, O Lord my God, and lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. God is your rock. He will come through for you. He will definitely come through for you. Don't give up. Don't give up. He says, I have heard you. I have heard your cry. And I have come down. He left his throne in heaven. And he came down for many, and he will come for you too. He says, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hair on your head are numbered. For you were made in mine image. In me you live and move and have your being. Yes. You live in God. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Listen to me. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. Well, they are corrupt. They have done abominable work. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who see God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. God is divine justice. God is gonna always put things into the right place, into proper perspective. And all the problems that you've been having, maybe with your spouse or your siblings, and as I said, on your job with your superiors, God is going to bring that to an end. And it is only a matter of time. For he said in his word, I have heard your cry. He said it. But I have come down to deliver you from the grips of injustice. He is going to deliver you from all the abuses. He will set you free. All what you have deserved and they didn't give to you on your job or where they cheated you, God is going to return to you thousands and thousands fold. God does not love ugly. And he will not allow injustice to rule over you. Yes, I have been through many things myself. I have been through jobs where I worked for so long, and yet they didn't want to acknowledge and give me promotion. Although I have been known as one of the best workers around. So I know I'm talking from experience to you. Many a night, I wet my pillow with my tears. Many a time, I ask, is not the blood of Jesus shed for me too? I have to ask God that question, isn't it? It seems as though, Lord, you're not hearing me. But I just taken aback, and I said, I know he's hearing me. I know he's hearing me. And I says, I know you're going to come through for me. Because you said, I have heard your cry, but I have come down. I was constantly focusing on that. And you can focus on that too. And as the songwriter says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There's nothing like joy. You're so glad when something good happened to you. Or you can't reach home before you tell your family. You are so happy. Joy cometh in the morning. He has come down. And he has literally hold you or held you by your hand. And he will do that for anybody else who calls out to him. If you will in all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. If you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. He is going to come through for you. And as I said, I am sure that many a time, diligently you walk. No respect from these people. Diligently you walk. Every day you're there, and in the cold, coming from so far. But yet, they will not give you your promotion. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Don't give up. Don't give up. He is going to come through big time for you. And when you do, and when he do come through for you, don't forget now. Don't forget that you must go back. Always remember to go back and give thanks. Do something worthy. Make a contribution to somewhere, to some children orphanage or whatever. Do that so that you'll be able to have what they call a universal balance in your life. Go back and give God thanks. Don't walk away. Just don't say thank you and that's it and you're happy. Go back and give thanks. And when you see that, and when you do that, God will acknowledge your heart. God will seek you out day and night, wherever, because you went back and give thanks. Always remember, no matter what the affliction, no matter what the affliction, is going to come to an end. Don't worry about these things so much, because you have to, it's something that you might think that you cannot put a finger on. You might have been in so much heavy situations, you don't know when this thing going to come to an end. Once you put it in the hands of God, you can be assured that this problem is coming to an end. In your own strength, you may not be able to do it, but you put it in the hands of God. And when you put it in the hands of God, do not go back and try to take it out. God is going to handle your situation better than you. He will handle your situation much better than you. God is going to come true for you. He will come through for you. See, and let me go back over again, and in Exodus 3:7, I just loved it. And the Lord said, listen to what he said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land. Listen to what the Lord is saying. To a land flowing with milk and honey. To the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. In closing, remember, God has heard. Remember, God has seen, and he knows your plight, and therefore he has come down to deliver you. And Father, I thank you for this word today, your divine word. I pray, Lord, that someone's heart would be touched. I pray, oh Father, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. And Father, I beg of you to bless this radio station Bless the brothers. Prosper them. Continue to bless their business. And Lord, I thank you for this opportunity through the blood of Jesus that I can do this to bring honor and glory to your holy name. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week, everybody, in Jesus' name. Amen.